Facebook and Twitter are completely refusing to take responsibility for their content as a publisher would. I'm just wondering what the panels think about what kind of accountability there needs to be in the new structures of social media.
Hi there. Dominic Graham, chairman of the Young Stationers. I want to go back to something that actually even goes beyond John Rentals' time, which is the penny press, out of which came the now august New York Times. So, I think this is something which we've seen happen in the past before, and it is something which the world has adjusted to. The point that I would make here in regards to all this is potentially more along the lines of what Alex was saying, but I think that there's been a fundamental misinterpretation or misattribution of Trump's real intentions, which is describing him as thin-skinned and sensitive as opposed to argumentative, and he's just picking fights for the heck of it, in which case responding to him is taking the bait and egging him on. And, I think what we've seen with the media so far, there were very gloating messages going around, I can remember, before the election about how every paper of note had endorsed Hillary. Even BuzzFeed itself refused to take Republican ads in the run-up to the election. I think there...
It was adverts for Trump specifically. They would take Republican ads, I believe.
In the head-to-head between Trump and Hillary, that becomes a distinction without meaning. But I think when you look at these kinds of things, that confrontational approach clearly hasn't worked. I would suggest that actually the real thing would be to find the more nuanced approach, which is picking up on policies as opposed to that sort of head-on attack.
Okay.
Two different questions. Should we do the platforms first? I mean, it's a very good point, isn't it, that are you now just the playthings of Mark Zuckerberg, that he actually dictates what people end up in their news streams rather than what you do anyway? Does that worry you guys?
I have strong views on this. As something of a free speech absolutist, we've gone from a world in which the public square, people could go out and yell stuff and people would listen because that was how they communicated in the olden days or whatever. Facebook is the public square right now. If you want to communicate with people, that is the means by which you do it. So to suggest that, that as a platform by which people communicate with one another, Facebook has a kind of a moral responsibility or other responsibility to wade into, we're going to start judging and editing and barring from them from saying certain things, I think is a step in the real erosion of free speech in the United States. I would actually take the view as a constitutional matter they should not be allowed to censor content, because I think otherwise you can't talk to each other freely online. Where can you do it? Where will you be able to do it in 10 years and 20 years?
But it's not just that they censor, is it? It's that they will send you the stuff that you're more likely to like, literally.
Yeah, they're not
stopping you. They're ordering your library, aren't they?
Yeah, no, they're shaping speech.
I mean, I'm a free speech absolutist as well, but we have free speech in this country, but it is subject to the law of the land, which includes defamation, incitement.
My country is best.
Incitement to violence. Well, no, you have defamation law as well. There are limits to what you're allowed to say in the public square. And those ought to be enforced by Facebook. It's very simple.
But I don't think it is that. I largely agree with that, John, but I don't think it is that simple. I think the flight of digital advertising, I think it's a very good question to bring up. A lot of what we heard is a sort of, probably for me as well, is a bit like, wouldn't it be nice and isn't it great? And James told us how to be like the world's best columnist and it was all great. But, actually you've got to have in the end a way of continuing it. It has to have a business model. It has to have something that underpins it. And seeing as the state tends out to be very, very bad at producing free-minded journalism where it tries to sponsor journalism, well, it then falls to the market or to institutions which are going to be, in some sense, non-governmental. It doesn't, at the moment, seem to be a great model for that. So we come back to the fact you've got to make some money to do something good. And that's really where I think the big problem lies, that the flight of digital advertising to Facebook has not been accompanied by Facebook Google is very good at saying, oh, it's not our problem, it's Facebook, but Apple News is certainly now in the firing line too. They are publishers. To my mind, they are clearly publishers. It's not only a matter of what they censor, John. It's to your point, really. The algorithm is the editor, but someone set the algorithm. Who is that person? You phone up my place. Eventually, after we've tried to put you off, you'll find you someone who agrees that they did commission it. And most places work like that. You might get to them very directly if they're kind of people who engage, but ultimately, and if it all goes wrong, you can go to IPSO or something dreadful that Leveson set up. Anyway, somewhere, someone will have to say yes, or their boss will say, was you commissioned that? Why did that edit work out that way? Why, you know, Jordan Renter, that ridiculous statement, how did that go through? Now, where do I go? Facebook? No idea. No idea. It's an algorithm. It's a bit like, computer says no, isn't it? Yeah, that is the big problem. I think they do know it's an issue. It came up a lot at the much derided Davos. A lot of the companies know it's an issue. They're starting to hire. I'd noticed, I think Apple hired from the New York Times a big kind of tech journalist this week, because they're going to get themselves into terrific trouble. Not the kind of trouble that, in a way, BuzzFeed wanted to invite when, I think, wrongly it put out unverified information, said we're very clear, but here's a load of schmutz from compromat from somewhere, you decide. Okay, you made that decision. I wouldn't think it's right, but I think the argument's a very interesting one. I think the one about algorithms is really where we need to turn our attention, because there is no accountability.
At least those feet that explain themselves. I don't just mean here, but when they publish.
No, exactly.
I think, not so much from this panel, but I get incredibly tired, just a slightly tied platforms thing to Charlie's point about audiences and the internet being meant to connect them to it. I get incredibly tired of the suggestions that filter bubbles have sort of created something terrible, or the internet has made us dumber, or the public are less well-informed and less engaged because they're all on Facebook or doing quizzes instead of, reading heavy news like they did. It's nonsense, and it's nostalgic, idiotic nonsense. And essentially, the issue is that journalists never used to have to hear from anyone in the normal public at all, and now they have to do a little bit. And essentially, we used to have filter bubbles in the form of people bought one paper a day and only got that view. In America, you have a filter bubble in terms of if you watch Fox News, you have a very, very different sense of the day than if you just watch MSNBC. Like we already siloed people very neatly. They got the view of the people who lived on their street and in their local pubs and wherever they worked, and the one newspaper they read if they read one. People are more educated now than ever they were before. I'm a stats nerd. This is true. More people are literate, more people are engaging with content online, on TV, in stuff. We actually have the best informed public we ever have. And it's just that journalists have to learn that the bar might have been a little lower than they thought it was when you're only discussing your articles with people you know in real life or people who will write a letter to the Times. It's this sense of actually, this is better than it was before. And I just get incredibly frustrated with this sort of anti-technology, anti-sort of future sense that these are new things or bad things. In terms of the publisher v platform decision, I think it's a wheeze that has got the tech companies out of having to bite the bullet on a lot of issues for a long time. I don't think it's working that well anymore. Facebook's making a big push into explaining how it does news, how it does these kind of things. Apple is, other places are. I think this is one of those issues that isn't about stopping them doing things, but making them, as Adam absolutely rightly said, accountable. And something being the result of an algorithm, exactly right, is not an excuse for anything, because algorithms are written by people. Like, essentially, it's no different than if a person makes a decision, and they are engaging with this.